Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for December 12th. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 through 22. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, indeed I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept my command to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven, from my God, and I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Psalm 131, beginning in verse 1, a song of ascents of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forever. Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that in the most trying times of our life, you are always there. You go before us to prepare the way ahead of us, and even in the time of calamity, you're right there beside us to show us, Lord, that your love and your grace is sufficient. It does not matter the type of circumstances that we encounter. You are there before, during, and after. And Lord, you call us to look to you and live. And Lord, we pray just this day that we might keep our eyes focused upon you above everything else. I pray for you that you would be with each person that listens to the words of the scripture this day, that Jesus might become more and more real in their heart and life. And I pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.